You're listening to the Texas Standard.
It's early on a June Friday evening in Austin, and bar manager Mark Yawn is carrying a large case of Topo Chico into the bar area of a buzzy downtown restaurant. Topo Chico is one of the restaurant's most popular non-alcoholic beverages, and Yawn says his bar probably sells more of it than any other bar in town.
On a Friday night, we'll probably go through 8 to 12 cases tonight.
Topo Chico seems to be everywhere in Texas these days, which is actually quite a feat for a Mexican brand swimming upstream against the Perriers and San Pellegrinos of the sparkling water world. But Yawn says there's something different about Topo.
I enjoy it because it has a stronger, it's more bubbly. it kind of gets you at the back of the throat sometimes.
Others try to describe its unique appeal.
What does it taste like? Let's see. It just tastes like Austin summer to me.
It's the fizz. It really is just the fizz.
I would say the bubbles are very crisp bubbles, so sharp bubbles. It's kind of earthy, but in a good way.
Topo's mainly been marketed to Mexicans and Mexican-Americans in the U.S. since the 1980s. But over the past few years, the brand has shifted. Marketing manager David De La Garza explains.
Most of the time, we were considered to be a soft drink. But we really worked to get away from that. Our goal business-wise is obviously to be sold at, you know, every retail location available. And who do we want to sell to? Well, we want to sell to people that like premium products.
Garza says Topo Chico has done this by promoting in what he calls the five pillars: the arts, fashion, culinary, health, and music worlds. Basically industries whose hipness can rub off on Topo Chico. But if you're starting to think that Topo Chico is a hipster status symbol, Garza says not so fast.
Well, I don't think it's a hipster brand. I think it's a brand for people that want to be different, for urban creatives.
Garza says Topo Chico wants to reach a broader, more diverse audience. But it's not moving away from its Hispanic consumers either. It turns out they're still buying it too. El Rancho Supermercado is in a predominantly Hispanic region of North Austin. Manager Nazar Nafal says Topo Chico is very popular.
It's actually one of our top sellers, I would say, more than any other drink, because you're talking about you sell 3 to 4 pallets of Topo Chico a week compared to 3 to 4 cases of any other brand, which you're talking about, any Mexican drink.
Sharon Skimbri is an assistant professor of marketing at the University of Texas Rio Grande Valley. She says Topo Chico's strategy is effective.
So what you're seeing Topo Chico doing is very much in line with the more successful brands in taking the myths of the waters of Mexico. And by telling this story, they are demonstrating authenticity in the brand. And it's that story and meaning that the consumers, or the contemporary consumer culture, is very much attaching to.
Skimbri says Corona is another Mexican beverage brand that's broken into the U.S. market. Today, it's America's top-selling imported beer, with revenue far outpacing number 2 import Heineken. Still, when anything gets an upgrade, maybe your favorite local band just signed a huge record deal, or your coworker suddenly gets promoted to be your boss, it's easy to resent the change or see it as selling out. Gardenia Martinez has been a waitress for 8 years at La Fruta Feliz in East Austin. She says Topo Chico is mainly bought by her non-Hispanic clientele.
The hippies? I don't know how to say it.
Hipsters?
Yeah. The people that I meet don't drink too much.
Yeah.
They drink so much Mexican Coke.
Mexican Coke. Okay, so there's some competition there. Uh-huh. Okay, all right. That's interesting.
Topo Chico has had to change. The brand now has a hip young look with a website full of bold colors and streamlined design. The social media feeds are full of young, edgy people and artsy photos. It's a far cry from the brand's 90s era TV commercials, which ran in Mexico. But parsing out Topo Chico's actual versus perceived consumers is tricky, because Topo's marketing consultant says the company uses a third-party distributor and doesn't know where the product goes from there. Topo Chico has built its brand on storytelling. The legend of a sick Aztec princess who was healed by spring water has now been partly replaced by a social media story that oozes hipness. No matter the story, the method seems to be working. I'm Caroline Covington for the Texas Standard.